Back from the weekend and ready to bring you the headlines. This is CNN Student News, and I'm Carl Azus. Let's get started. First up, parts of Northern California shake off the effects of an earthquake that struck over the weekend. The tremor had a magnitude of 6.5. That is significant. It hit Saturday afternoon about 30 miles away from the town of Eureka, but it caused about a dozen aftershocks, which lasted through early Sunday morning. You can see how folks reacted to the quake in this video. Luckily, no reports of any serious injuries or damage, though it was scary, and though about 28,000 people were left without power for a while. Meantime, severe winter weather is sending shivers through other spots around the country. Just to give you an idea of how cold it's been here in Atlanta, on Saturday it was 14 degrees. At the same time, the temperature in part of Antarctica was 28 degrees, so Atlanta, colder than Antarctica. The deep freeze causing some problems for firefighters. You can see in this video some Nebraska firemen trying to put out a blaze, but they say it's harder to do because the ice and snow add weight to their equipment, and the cold makes their hands curl up and freeze into one position. Some people are refusing to let the winter weather drive them off course. Despite temperatures in the 20s, thousands of runners showed up for a marathon at Disney World, tried to find any way they could to stay warm before the race.
A word to the wise, profiling, the act of predicting information about a person based on specific traits such as age or race.
It's a practice that sometimes comes up when you're talking about airline safety, something that, as you know, has been getting a lot of attention recently in the light of a recent terror plot. Some people argue that profiling unfairly singles out certain individuals. But there are other folks who believe it's a useful tool in helping make flights safer. When it comes to increasing airline security, Randy Kay examines what does and doesn't work.